I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
This is today's News Talk, TNT.
For our first guest tonight, I have to put on my best NPR voice and welcome Gene Valentino back to State of the Nation. Gene, welcome. And have you heard the news about NPR's business editor, Yuri Berliner, who has come out and admitted that NPR lost its way and went from aggressive reporting against Donald Trump to being solely focused on taking down the administration? Are you surprised? And is this anything that should surprise the average listener?
I am surprised. The average listener is now hopefully getting another side of the story that we, the taxpayers, are paying for on a public radio channel called NPR. I guess they're trying to find their way to for fair and balanced reporting. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think not only NPR, but all of the media, I've been noticing stories that are increasingly critical of the Biden administration. It's almost like these people are Homer Simpson backing into the hedge. They just want to back away from this failed administration as quickly and as smoothly as possible.
I call it raising the white flag. I think they have succumbed and are retreating and realize the error of their ways. Not too late, maybe too late, but it doesn't matter. Donald Trump, whatever they're doing to him, they're beginning to see the transition through the court systems now recoiling and maybe finding more fair and balanced prosecution against him as well, only to help his campaign fundraising. Only to help more Democrats leave the Democrat Party. If they're not going Republican, they're going independent.
I got to play devil's advocate here, boys. I feel like there are psyops afoot here. I don't feel like NPR is going to take any stand of their own. I feel like they're working the same talking points they've always been working. And I feel like this whole thing is because quite possibly the deep state either knows they can't stop a Trump win, or they want and are facilitating a Trump win. That's my going take right now, barring anything changing.
I'm with you, Brian. I don't think they've seen the error of their ways, meaning that these policies that they've been advocating forever actually don't work. I think you're right. They're just taking a political strategic retreat.
Well, I will add that this strategic retreat sits against the backdrop of more fundamental Democrat nonsense. Can I share a story that's popped up with you? You guys may have reported it earlier in the day, but it's come to my attention, and I just got to share it with you, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Did you know that the moon will provide its own unique light and energy? This is so that you will have energy from the moon at night. Did you know that the word full moon, which really is, it has to do with the complete rounded circle of the moon, which is mostly made up of gases. Did you know that the moon is primarily a gaseous state? Did you know that there's a question now as to whether humans can live on the moon? And are these gases such that they'll be able to accommodate human beings on the moon? And did you know that the sun is a very powerful heat source that is almost impossible to touch. Didn't say it was impossible to touch, almost impossible to touch. Gentlemen, these comments were made by Texas Congresswoman from the 18th Congressional District in Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee. And what makes it even crazier is that she served on a subcommittee of space and aeronautics going back to, I think, to the Clinton administration. Oh, my words. Well, she probably believes that if it's not a gaseous state, it's why the moon is made is Swiss cheese, you know, because it's got holes in it, too. You know, I am stunned by the stupidity and ignorance of a United States Congresswoman, Sheila Jackson Lee, Shirley Jackson Lee, excuse me, to come out with this kind of information at a school session talking to kids in a public forum is to me a disgrace of the agency she served on and the science. She's an attorney. She should know better to be even talking in those kinds of words to any crowd publicly as a United States Congresswoman. I guess maybe the moon is made of Swiss cheese.
Well, her head certainly is. I think she might have a little mad cow going on there. We call her Sheila Racist General, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee. I don't know why we have to tear down statues of Andrew Jackson and Robert E. Lee, but apparently she's allowed to keep her middle and last name. It's not racist when she uses it, I guess. She has a long and storied history of stupidity, but so does the Democrat Party, right? Let's not forget our pal from Georgia, who wanted to be sure that the Marine Corps airstrip on Guam wasn't going to tip the island over. He came out later and said it was a joke, but when you saw the video live, Representative Johnson wasn't joking. These people have been installed. They haven't risen to their position based on their intellect or their experience. They're just meat puppets that do what they're told to do, say what they're told to say, and are given money so that they can consistently remain in office. It's an absolute disgrace.
That's the key. That's the key, Timothy. I think the Dems just keep pushing stupid people into office to stay there as puppets for the puppeteers, which we've talked about in the past, the deep state narrative. And I think this is more of the same. It's shameful that the Democrat Party has so many people up front and center pushing these false narratives to think that the American citizens would buy into it. My fear is that the younger generation, the Gen Y and the Gen Z crowd, will buy into it, just as they're trying to buy their votes with Biden pushing another narrative on forgiving even more student debt in the hopes that he gets their votes. I hope the American people help the Gen Z and Gen Y, the millennials up to age 40, educate them. And I hope they see the light of day. And I hope these young folks realize in all seriousness that the forgiveness of a debt that they signed off on and agreed to pay for, regardless of the interest rate, should not be forgiven unless you want to figure out how to pay for your parents' Social Security and welfare as they roll into the senior years of their lives. We need to protect those around us, and we need to take the responsibility into our own hands and ensure that we lead a good example for our children and our grandchildren. If we're going to incur a debt, we damn well better pay for it.
Gene, you're absolutely correct. You know, Democrats, whose voters think that they're so much smarter than everybody else, have a habit of installing stupid people. I'm thinking of the mushroom moppet behind the lectern in the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, and Adam Schiff, who can't tell a lie or can't tell the truth. If he had a gun to his head, of course, he'd be the perfect running mate for Joe Biden this time, right? And, you know, liar, liar, the two of them. AOC, who was literally auditioned. She was selected out of over 40,000 people at a cattle call. Her brother signed her up. She was a bartender Her brother signed her up to go into this interview process, the cattle call. Over 40,000 people they screened to find someone who was photogenic and malleable. And now the Bronx is stuck with AOC, although we've got a great candidate running against her. A little bit foul-mouthed, but YouTube sensation running there in southeastern Bronx. And it'll be interesting to see how that race turns out this fall. But you're absolutely correct. The Democrats keep putting up these sock puppet candidates that just, you know, they push the false narrative. And the good news is that a lot of people are waking up. Okay, young black men are now calling Donald Trump Uncle Trump. Young black women are calling him Daddy Trump. He's polling higher among blacks and Hispanics than any Republican in the last 100 years. I see hope on the horizon, Gene.
I do too. You know, it was just yesterday we saw on the news in Dearborn, Michigan, these Muslims chanting death to America just the other day. Hey, I pose a question to you. Is this not de facto renunciation of an American citizenship? Mm-hmm. And if that's so, and you're going to chant death to America, can we not deport them? If you're giving up your citizenship and expressing such inflammatory, treasonous commentary, such as death to America, can't we deport them? Why shouldn't we deport them? And why is this happening in Dearborn, Michigan, the home of the big home for many Muslims up there, right in the backyard of Detroit, where there's a strong blue collar labor union that's thinking about getting behind Biden? Have they lost their minds? Why not get behind a new generation? Why don't we spend our time focusing on those under 40 who have been misled recently in the school system, that have had no history taught to them to understand these conflicts of thought that have been perpetrated on the younger generation through this George Soros conspiracy that's permeated not only the educational system, but the judicial and prosecutorial portion of our government as well. Ergo, the problem Trump's having with all these charges against him. Can we not see what's coming down? We need to rely on this younger generation to wake up and see the light, hopefully before it's too late.
Do you guys think there's like I'm thinking about Dearborn, Michigan, and I'm thinking back to before October 7, and that we were fellow travelers at that point politically with a lot of the Muslim population in Michigan and all throughout the United States, because they were coming out and saying, hey, I don't like this DEI stuff. We're not here for CRT. You know, the same could be said about gay people. Because right now there's currently a whole backlash of conservatives. They're mad at Trump for, you know, comments about gay people or whatever. But we've got, you know, gays against groomers. We've got some, you know, really based gay people out there. We've got based Muslim people out there that want, you know, the same America that we do. So do you think it's a little bit dangerous that so many conservatives are now, you know, kind of back to, you know, like a, I don't know, like a 2012 era, like talking point about Dearborn, Michigan, and like, I feel like they're painting broadly throughout the Muslim crowd and throughout the gay crowd. But then, you know, a few months ago, not that long ago, we were agreeing with them on a lot of conservative points.
I think this, the key hash is that the strategy afoot, even amongst the embedded Democrats, and some of the rhinos, is to divert, deflect, and distract your attention away from key issues. Key issues we talk about that are constitutional-based, rights-based. We've talked about voting, term limits, citizenship. What does that mean? We've talked about that is complementary to what you've just said, Brian. It's an issue where if I distract your attention away from all with and give you and put so much noise into your brain with these issues like the ones you've just expressed, LGBT, men competing in women's sports, and all of the issues you just mentioned are nothing more than a further distraction away. Just vote me in. I'm a Democrat, and I'll solve that problem for you. Oh, by the way, I just forgave your college loan. Oh, heck, I think I'm going to vote for that guy. Distracts them from some of the key issues.
But they're empty words, Gene. I agree. But like, for example, you know, we get a lot of empty words from them. And I think the empty words are sort of the litany of empty words have kind of lost their sheen at this point. People are starting to say, no, I don't think you are going to forgive my debt. You know what I mean? So it is kind of falling apart a little bit, their bobbly distraction technique.
Yeah, and the courts have ruled against Biden when he attempted to do so, right? So I hope the millennials pick up on that and say, hey, this Biden's offering empty promises that have no direction. I still have no economic opportunity when I get out of college. I don't know what my job's going to be. My words, there might be automation in Wendy's, Hardee's, and McDonald's that prevents me from getting a job there, regardless of what the pay grade is, the rate per hour is. So you're finding young people coming out of a profession wondering where they're really going to have their opportunity. America was wonderful when it provided opportunity and stayed out of these myopic micro issues. America is great when it provides incentives and opportunities. America is great when it gives a defense to Israel, not try to micromanage their policy on Hamas and Hezbollah. It's micro in one sense in our internal operations of government and economy and finance and future and vision. It gets into trouble when it tries to mandate through a deep state narrative how you should live your life. And that's what the millennials have to wake up and see before it's too late. And to your first point, I think they are. I think the pendulum is swinging back the other way. And we are seeing a younger generation saying, hold on, Biden. Hold on, Congress. You've gone a step too far. And the world is watching.
I think you're absolutely correct, Gene. And if not the millennials, at least Gen Z is starting to wake up. Always a delight to have you on State of the Nation. I wish we had 3 hours with you because there's so much to discuss. But we look forward to your next segment right here. Why don't you tell people how they can find you?
Thank you. Thank you, Timothy. We have a website, folks, and all of these wonderful TNT segments are posted there as well. www.genevalentino.com. Go to the Grassroots Truthcast podcasts and segments, and you can subscribe. Please subscribe, and we'll push these TNT episodes to you weekly as well.
Fantastic, Gene. Can't wait to have you on again. You're listening to State of the Nation on today's News Talk, TNT.
I remember the first meeting that I had with our chief medical team, and I said to them, life comes down, you're going to be judged by the choices that you make. And when the choice to start this company came up, it was a no-brainer, because we all need to fight for what we believe in, and we need to strive for something.
I'm Dr. Heather Gessling. I'm a family medicine physician. I am the chief operating officer for the medical team at the wellness company. We strive to base all of our decisions on science, and the lack of unbiased science in the last 2 years is one of the catalysts that has brought about the wellness company.
My role in the wellness company is going to be largely one of education and re-education of our physician core, who are going to be administering medicine to large numbers of people, we hope, under our guidance. Okay, we are not going to be telling them how to practice, but we are going to be telling them how to approach the patient in a different way. And that way involves returning to the first principles of medicine, which are the basic sciences.
Myself and the wellness company rely on data, scientific data, to drive critical decisions. But importantly, we must consider all available sources of data. Everything's on the table. Nutrition is basically what we put in our bodies, and you can imagine what we put in our bodies really matters. And nutrition science is going to play a giant role in the data-driven decisions and treatment plans that we devise at The Wellness Company.
So I'm Dr. Jen Vandewater. I'm a doctor of pharmacy. I graduated pharmacy college in 2006. I worked mostly for retail pharmacies, and through the years I noticed that it became very robotic. The pharmacy industry was no longer about patient care, and it became more fill prescriptions, give shots, anything you could do just to keep busy. There was no time for patient interaction and patient well-being. But while I was there, I was still seeing that people were on lots and lots and lots of medications. So as I was watching doctors prescribe more and more, I thought, well, how can I assist and help the patient realize they may be on too many medications?
Current medical practice is so completely off the rails that it almost has to be destroyed and rebuilt from the ground up, because we have allowed ourselves to be taken over by pharma for the most part. Most doctors just prescribe. They treat numbers as opposed to patients. They don't reverse disease. They maintain chronic disease. This is all wrong. Our approach is wrong. Our approach to these diseases is wrong. It is all based on giving a pill to treat a number. That is what modern medicine has become. We are not treating patients, we are treating numbers.
It's always been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can prevent an illness, we can prevent suffering, potentially hospitalization, progression of disease, and death. So prevention is absolutely critical.
I see creating an integrated healthcare system that focuses on prevention versus being reactive. I see a company that's going to continue to have amazing products and put third-party products in our store and in our platform that are vetted by some of the best physicians in the world.
What makes The Wellness Company's approach unique is that we're coming at different angles. We're not just coming into one area of health, we're coming into education. We're coming into training even providers on what health actually looks like. We've been kind of confused and misguided through the years, so The Wellness Company is hitting it in a way that nobody else has hit it before.
We have to go back to treating patients and getting them healthy again and maintaining that state of good health.
I truly am inspired to leave the world a better place than I came in. I want to create that change. I want to help people.
Grow in what you know about your health. Your health is yours. You own your body. We want to just guide you in that so you can make the right decisions for your health. And I'm excited to tell you that we're here and we're bringing you the best.